This is Samantha Adams, and I play for Providence Women's Soccer, and you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 Podcast.
The Mike Kaplan 100 Podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft. Right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight!
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness, Huntington High School girls varsity basketball coach, and pro performance specialist. I started this podcast to interview my athletes so they can share their stories and journeys about their respective sports they participate in and the journey in which they got to where they are. I've had the pleasure of training many wonderful athletes, and we are simply providing a platform for them to share their perspectives and stories. This is the Mike Kaplan 100 Podcast. Our guest today is St. Anthony's soccer star and Providence soccer player, Sam Adams. How are we doing?
Good.
You're good? How's everything going?
Great.
Great. You just came home from school. When did you get home?
Saturday.
How was your freshman season at Providence? It obviously being the COVID time and everything going on in the world. What was your freshman experience like?
Well, it was kind of unfortunate with like the on and off of practice and stuff and random outbreaks on the team, but getting on the field was really nice, and hopefully we have a spring season because, I don't know, that'd be great.
So you really just practice, right, and they moved your season into the spring?
Yeah.
And now you're home taking classes online, or yeah. Are you going back before Thanksgiving, or you're here now until they tell you to come back, basically?
Yeah, I'm here till mid-January, and that's when preseason starts.
Cool. So now that you're a freshman at Providence, you won three state championships or
yes.
four? Three state championships at St. Anthony's. When did you really first just start playing soccer, and then when did you really fall in love and, you know, knew that you wanted to play at the next level?
Well, I started when I was 4 years old, and I knew I wanted to play in college like kind of my whole life. My dad would go to colleges for like hockey games with my brother, and he would like send pictures of the soccer field, and I was just like always imagined myself like that's so cool to be on there. But I really knew it was serious eighth grade, probably.
Being in eighth grade playing, you started with SUSE, or did you play for another team and then it became SUSE soccer?
Yeah, I've always been on SUSE.
So, you know, I know how intense that club program is and how high level players, you know, that they get. You know, what was that whole experience like when it really became serious, and now you're traveling all over the place for tournaments, practicing 2-3 days a week, always having games on the weekends? You know, what was that like, just the commitment of the serious level that you played at?
It was intimidating, obviously, but it was so fun. I couldn't imagine not having practice and games all the time.
What sacrifices do you feel like you missed out on high school, or, I mean, you missed out on things just in general? Because, you know, while kids are maybe going out, hanging out, doing things, you were either away or you knew you had to get up the next day to work out, or you were rushing from practice to practice and then having to do your homework. Do you feel like you missed out, or you think it was all worth it now that you're, you know, playing Division I soccer, you know, the Big East Conference?
It's definitely sad to miss out freshman year when you're first making friends, but you get used to it. It's so worth it in the end, knowing that I'm playing soccer and doing what I love at Providence.
What was it like to some of the high school kids now who really want to play at the next level? What was just a day in the life of Sam Adams at Providence, you know, with soccer, school, study halls, whatever you had?
Well, I didn't really get the full experience because I'm a freshman and my classes are mostly asynchronous, so I can watch them whenever I want, which is really convenient, actually, because I can base my school schedule around my soccer practice and, like, when I want to do recovery or get ready for practice. So that was nice.
That's awesome. I mean, how different is the college level, would you say? Because I know you played on, you know, really good high school team and club team, so for the most part, you've played with Division One players. How different is it now that you're up against them every day, you know, and them being 21, 22, 23 years old?
It's so different. They're such a different level and so much bigger, stronger, faster. Their touches are, like, incredible. It's really scary at first, but it's cool.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, that's, you know, that's part of the freshman experience and seeing how good kids are. And now we'll touch on, you know, the whole size and strength of the college level. Do you remember the first time we worked out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really hard. I was trying to act like I wasn't shaking and, like, gonna fall every time I lifted a weight, but
yeah, so, you know, being here and now that you also worked in the building, so you had the luxury of being around all the time. So if you got bored up top, you would just come down and hang out with us. What would you say is the hardest thing here, or the thing that you hate doing the most? Like, when I say it, you just kind of roll your eyes without me seeing.
In the warm-up, definitely the push-ups down the ladder always gets me. And I also just hate abs.
Yeah, no core. I remember. Yeah, we know. No abs for Sam. Your abs are strong enough. Being in college now, doing the workouts here, how are the strength and conditioning? Well, I guess it's a little different, you know, because of COVID, but were you allowed to even do those kinds of workouts? Or
yeah, I was allowed to do those.
Was it more like individual stuff, or was the whole team allowed to do it together?
They split us into groups. So I had a group of six girls, I think. And it's different because it's in a shorter period of time. So they're kind of like pushing everything together. Whereas like working out with you, we have time to crack some jokes.
Yeah.
Like, get a water break there. It's pretty brutal, but I still like it a lot.
Yeah. So going back to your high school days, and maybe you carried over now, winning three state championships, I think you only lost like one game.
Yeah, I never lost a league game. Right. We just lost to some prep school. So
I guess this is part of the question too, because I was at the one game that you lost. Did you have any crazy superstitions? Good thing I didn't come to more games, but did you have any crazy superstitions then because you guys just kept winning and winning? And did they carry over to college?
Yeah, actually. Superstitions then were doing, like, a certain amount of sprints before the game with the whole team, but I've always put my left sock on first and my left shin guard on first and my left cleats on first. I guess that's a superstition.
Yeah, definitely. And that's something you've done for years, or is something you just started always?
My whole entire life, I think.
Going back to when you played at the young age and then playing, you know, in high school and now playing Division One. Was your goal, like you said, your dad would send you pictures and you had the dream of playing, you know, college soccer. Have your goals changed now that you're a freshman in college to what you want to do really at the college level?
No, I've always had the dream to just be on a really good college team and win games. That's still my ultimate goal. And obviously getting to the Big East championship and winning, that'd be cool.
So you really haven't been anywhere, right, in the conference? Like, you couldn't go to any schools. Where, I guess, coming in the spring, what are you looking forward to most? Like, which college, like, playing at that field?
Georgetown, probably.
Yeah, Georgetown. That's a beautiful school. I've been there. I've never seen the soccer field, but I'm sure it's pretty cool. I mean, playing in the Big East, huge accomplishment. Picking Providence, how did that process go down? Because that was obviously pre-corona, so you were able to go and visit schools. And why'd you pick that school, maybe? You know, were there other schools you really wanted, or Providence you knew right away that's where you wanted to go?
I was talking to a bunch of schools, but none of them were really like clicking with me, and I didn't feel like I loved them. Like, you always hear that once you step on the campus that you're gonna go to, you know, and I never got that feeling. So I texted one of my old coaches and was like, I really need help. I think I want to go to Providence. Could you please reach out to the coach? And he did that. I sent the coach some film, and like within a week and a half, I was committed. I had a showcase that weekend in Arizona, I think. The coach came and watched, and I visited like 3 days later and committed 4 days later.
So you just knew, yeah.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I loved it so much.
And your brother goes there? Now, or he's committed to go there?
He's committed to go there. He's a sophomore in high school right now.
Wow. So that'll be pretty cool. So you'll be there with him.
For a year.
Yeah, for 1 year. Your last year, you could teach him the ropes.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That'll be a fun experience. What would you say, you know, obviously you won three state championships, now you're playing Division One. What was, you know, like just the best moment in your soccer career? Would it be winning like that third one, the first one, three in a row?
It was the senior state championship. I was injured. I couldn't even play, but it was just the best feeling ever. I didn't know we're going out with a win.
Yeah. You know, obviously, I think they won again this season. So the tradition that you guys have, you know, instilled in that program is unbelievable. You have incredible talent. You guys are always winning. What advice would you give to a younger athlete, you know, for any sport coming up that really has a dream like you did of playing at that next level?
I would say listen to your coaches, definitely. Don't think that they're wrong, because they're usually not. Even if you're, like, mad at them or something, listen to what they say and always do work on the side. Always be running on your own and staying in shape, because that makes such a big difference on the field.
That's great stuff. And you having a younger sister who's now committed to Dartmouth, do you think that helped you as well, just having somebody at home, you know, just to kind of play with or go to the school and kick the ball with? And, you know, I know you're a great role model for her and made her a lot better. What was that like, just having someone, you know, to play with at home as well?
It's so motivating, and, like, a little competition is really good. So I'll know she went on a run, and I'll be like, I have to go on a run now. Like, like we're always competing and trying to do that.
There you go. And you had the opportunity to play with her at high school. What was that experience like? And you won the state championship with her.
It was so fun. I didn't even imagine it to be, like, that great playing with my sister. Hopefully I get to play against her in college.
Yeah, you want to beat her?
Yeah.
So if you were to play, you would beat her in the game, and you beat her one-on-one, she can't guard you with the ball?
Of course.
We'll have to set it up. Now that you're home, definitely excited that we could start getting back to work and prepare you for, you know, your season in the spring. I'm feeling optimistic by then that we'll be back to some normalcy, especially with the weather changing. So, you know, I definitely wish you the best of luck there. We're going to do a quick, fun game called Keep It 100. It's just going to be two different words, and you just tell me which one you like better.
All right.
You think you got it?
Let's go.
All right, let's do it. Sleds or resistance bands?
Sleds.
Beach or snow?
Beach.
Hip-hop or country?
Hip-hop.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
You're not TikTok famous yet? Long distance or sprints?
Both.
Both. That was the first both. I like that. Squats or lunges?
Squats.
FaceTime or text?
FaceTime.
Spotify or Apple Music?
Apple Music.
AirBuds or Beats?
AirBuds.
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
Ed Sheeran or Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, there you go. Bieber fever?
Yes.
All right. You got a poster in your Providence room of Justin Bieber or not?
No. Kidding.
What's your favorite late night snack?
Tortilla chips.
Or just plain straight, just eat the chips right out of the bag.
Yep.
Awesome. That's great stuff. Well, Sam Adams, Providence star, give you the best of luck this spring. Hopefully you get to travel and play at Georgetown and beat them. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.